The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Lots of comments coming in on our first conversations. This one, it was like a scene out of The Godfather. Zelensky was set up in front of the world. Trump has done himself more damage and hopefully will regret the humiliation he bestowed on the Ukrainian president. The Godfather. Well, we're going to talk Oscars now. Anyway, the biggest movie stars donned their glitz and glamour on the red carpet in Hollywood for the 97th Academy Awards last night. As you heard, the independent film Anora dominated the night as Mikey Madison was named Best Actress and Adrian Brody won for The Brutalist. Now, to get the latest on the biggest moments from the Oscars, we're joined by Dee Reddy, podcaster and cultured commentator. Dee, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
A low-key Oscars?
Very, very low-key Oscars. I think it's very reflective of the period of time that Hollywood finds itself in at the moment. I was reading a report last week that said that production in Los Angeles is down by almost two-thirds. That's the stuff that's actually being produced there at the moment. And there's a real sense that Hollywood is kind of on its knees in how we understand Hollywood as the place and the people that work there. And I think the Oscars that we saw last night, or that some of us stayed up to watch last night, were really, really reflective of that. There wasn't the same...
Well, we're post-wildfires as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it's reflective of the political situation in the US at large. And I think it's very reflective of just how... It would have felt really kind of crass, I think, had it been the big glitz and glam ceremony we've seen in other years.
Now, they went ahead with it because so many people, it's their one big gig of the year, whether they're a carpenter or a carpet layer. It's a big gig.
And I think it's interesting even that there was even discussion that it might be cancelled this year, because that's never happened, even in wartime in America. So that in itself, even that that was a conversation that was had, it kind of shows just how tenuous the situation is in Hollywood at the moment.
Conan O'Brien was the host.
Yeah.
How did he do?
I thought he did brilliantly. He's the perfect host for the times that we find ourselves in. He is the very definition of a steady hand. He made a couple of quips that kind of cut through to the heart of the political situation in the States, but he didn't really allow for too much grandstanding that took away from the celebration of the people and the work that was being celebrated.
Now, at the end of his monologue, he called out one actor for his attire.
And finally, for such a prestigious night, it's important that everyone is properly dressed, okay? You're dressed well. Adam.
Conan. What's up, my brother? What's going on, man?
Adam, what are you wearing?
What are you doing right now?
I'm asking you what you're wearing.
Nobody even thought about what I was wearing till you brought it up!
You're dressed like a guy playing video poker at 2 a.m., Adam.
And you know what, Conan? I like the way I look, because I'm a good person. I don't care about what I wear or what I don't wear. Did my snazzy gym shorts and fluffy sweatshirt offend you so much that you had to mock me in front of my peers?
Okay, I'm sorry. Adam, I apologize.
I'm gonna go off. I go. Yeah, I'm leaving. I have to. It's not you. No, it's not you. It's him. He's the one. You caused this.
But I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You are all welcome to join me for a game of 5-on-5 basketball at Veteran Park tonight. Midnight tip-off. The guy from Nosferatu. Where is he? He's on my team. One more thing. Chalamet!
Obviously an oblique reference to Trump and Zelensky
indeed,
in the White House.
Poor Adam Sandler. He doesn't really translate when you don't have the visuals. But yeah, Conan also made a quip about Anora, which was the biggest winner of the night by far, and said that perhaps people were just happy to see somebody standing up to a Russian oligarch, because that film, of course, stars Madison, who won Best Actress, as a New York stripper who falls in love with the son of a wealthy Russian.
Now, we have a clip of Mikey Madison here and a part of her acceptance speech
yes.
after what many people thought was a surprising win.
It really was.
I also just want to again recognize and honor the sex worker community. I will continue to support and be an ally. All of the incredible people, the women that I've had the privilege of meeting from that community has been one of the highlights of this incredible, of this entire incredible experience. I also just want to recognize the thoughtful, intelligent, beautiful, breathtaking work of my fellow nominees. I'm honored to be recognized alongside all of you. This is a dream come true. I'm probably going to wake up tomorrow. Thank you so much, Sean. I adore you. This is all because of you. Thank you.
I suppose one of the biggest shocks was who didn't win.
Yeah, it really was. Now, in fairness to Demi Moore, who I think a lot of us would have loved, I certainly would have loved her to win. I thought she was absolutely superb in The Substance. But she did look genuinely delighted for Madison when she was announced, which is great. And Madison is only 25. She's in a film that was really, really good. And as Quentin Tarantino, who presented the Best Director trophy to the director of that film, said that, you know, if you didn't cast Mikey Madison, there'd be no Anora. Baker himself actually made records in the amount of Oscars he won last night. He won 4 awards for directing, editing, writing and producing. So he's the first person to have ever done that. Walt Disney did get 4 Oscars in one night before, but that was for more than one film. He actually was given, when he won for Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, he was actually given a normal sized statuette and 7 mini ones, but they weren't real awards, as it were.
Now, Adrian Brody, a second timer, Adrian Brody.
Yeah, Adrian Brody. Look, I wasn't that keen on him as Best Actor. I really kind of, it stuck in my craw a bit that he went on and on in his speech after being asked to stop, because, you know,
and he told them to stop the music.
Yeah,
I've been here before. It's not my first rodeo.
It just felt a bit full of himself, to be honest. And like, even when he was going up to accept his award, he realized he had chewing gum in his mouth. And he took it out of his mouth and threw it to his wife to pick up for him, which just doesn't really
translate. You could have stuck it on the bottom of the Oscar.
Yeah, look, sure, she was previously married to Harvey Weinstein. I'm sure she's seen worse behaviour, but like, it wasn't the most gracious of acceptances, I didn't feel.
Now, tributes, of course, are part and parcel of
they
the Oscars.
Indeed.
And Gene Hackman just recently passed in mysterious, so far, circumstances.
Yeah, it's still not clear what led to the tragic death of Gene Hackman and his wife last week. They did update the in memoriam, that's normally signed off a couple of weeks before, to include him. And then there was tributes made to him on 2 separate occasions throughout the show by previous friends and colleagues. So that was really nice. I did think, though, that, you know, given that they were able to accommodate Gene Hackman for kind of a full standalone tribute, it was kind of sad to me that there was this whole sort of long form thing about James Bond, which wasn't even a contender. And yet there was, like, David Lynch was mentioned in the in memoriam piece, but actually didn't receive a standalone
maybe
thing.
Maybe the Bond section is an in memoriam because of who now has Bond.
Yeah, yeah, well, exactly. I mean, it was said to be about Barbara Broccoli and Michael G. Wilson retiring. They're the outgoing producers. Mm. But yeah, you're right. It is now the property, the IP, as they call it, is now owned by Amazon. And so it has been said that there's a lot of concern from Barbara Broccoli in particular about what direction they are going to bring that in, because they've been a very steady hand for that. They have seen it, like, really, really become one of the biggest film titles, mm-hmm. you know?
Now, we mentioned the two top acting gongs, mm-hmm. but of course there are supporting actor gongs as well.
Yeah, Kieran Culkin was named Best Supporting Actor. Now, he has dominated throughout awards season. Kind of alongside Demi, he's picked up all of the gongs that he's been nominated for. So it was no surprise that he won. He gave a really, really lovely speech, though.
About a year ago, I was on a stage like this, and I very stupidly publicly said that I want a third kid from her because she said if I won the award, she would give me the kid. It turns out she said that because she didn't think I was going to win. But after, and people came up to her and were like, you know, really annoying her. I think it got to her. But anyway, after the show, we're walking through a parking lot. She's holding Emmy. We're trying to find our car. Emily, you were there, so you're a witness. And she goes, oh, God, I did say that. I guess I owe you a third kid. And I turned to her and I said, really, I want four. And she turned to me, I swear to God this happened, it was just over a year ago. She said, I will give you four when you win an Oscar. I held my hand out, she shook it, and I have not brought it up once until just now. You remember that, honey? You do? Okay. Then I just have this to say to you, Jazz. Love of my life, ye of little faith. No pressure. I love you. I'm really sorry I did this again. And let's get cracking on those kids. What do you say? I love you. I love you, Zissou and Booba. I love you, 52.
That's what you need at the Oscar speech. Something.
That was just upbeat and lovely. And look, when somebody like Kieran Culkin, who has been in the industry since he was a literal child, ends up having such a great and credible career and really starts getting their flowers given to them, it is a lovely thing to observe. The Best Actress gong was won by Zoe Saldana, which that in itself was a little bit of a surprise because Emilia Perez is, I think it's a film that has the worst hit rate in terms of nominations to wins. It was nominated for 13 films and then it got Zoe Saldana Best Supporting Actress and very little else. But it has been mired in controversy throughout the kind of award ceremony going going into it. It was in a really strong position, but a lot of stuff came out.
Texting by the major star.
Yeah, which has kind of, you know, it's nice to see one of the other people involved in that get recognised for their part in it because, you know, it's always dreadful when one person's bad behaviour takes down everybody else's chances. Another kind of standout moment for me then was No Other Land, the Israeli-Palestine collaboration that won Best Oscar for that won the Oscar for Best Documentary Film. And I thought it was very interesting that that award was presented by Samuel L. Jackson and Selena Gomez instead of Gal Gadot, who was originally meant to be presenting in that category.
Well, a bland enough Oscars. We'll see what way Hollywood reacts to what's going on in Washington, D.C., over the next while, because a lot of the movies and television programs, I was watching an episode of FBI last night, and they are very conscious of what's happening in the storylines, you know, about conspiracy theorists and so on.
Yeah.
It's surfacing very much. And if half the country is supposed to be MAGA and the other half not, is Hollywood only playing to half the audience?
Well, I mean, it's always been accused of that, hasn't it? I mean, the problem, I guess, for them is... How do you make stuff that is true to the beliefs of the people making it, but that still finds the audience? And, you know, the last thing we'd want such a powerful cultural thing like Hollywood to do is to pander to people that are dangerous.
On that note, Dee Reddy, podcaster and pop culture journalist, thank you very much for joining us. Now-
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.